The Golden Goose. There once was a man who had three sons. The two oldest were bright and good-looking and the apple of their father's eye. But the youngest was called Simpleton because everyone thought that he was simple. The others made fun of his simpleness, scorned his simple ways, and he was always simply given the last scraps of food to eat. Now it was said that the king of that land had a daughter who would not or could not laugh. It was not a joking matter. The king promised that whoever could make his daughter laugh and bring joy into her life would be given her hand in marriage and a piece of the kingdom. The oldest brother wanted a chance to become the princess's husband, so he prepared the funniest story he could find, quite sure that he would be able to make her laugh. He tried it out on his parents.
There was a shepherd once who went out into the hills to look after his sheep. It was misty and cold, and he had much trouble finding them. At last he had them, all but one, and after much searching he found that one too in a peat bog, half drowned. So he took off his cap, and he bent down, and he took hold of the sheep's tail, and he pulled. The sheep was heavy with water, and he could not lift her, so he took off his coat, and he pulled. But it was too much for him, so he spit on his hands, and he took a good hold of the tail, and he pulled, and the tail broke. And if it had not been for that, this tail would have been a great deal longer. Get it? Tail longer, sheep's tail longer, pulled off,
His mother and father laughed and clapped and clapped and laughed at their fine son, who would certainly make the princess laugh. His mother packed him a fine loaf of bread and a jug of wine, and he was on his way. In the woods along the path, he met a squinty-eyed old man who was hungry and thirsty and begged the oldest son for a bite of bread and a swallow of wine. The older brother responded, "Well, if I share with you, then there will not be enough left for me." When the oldest son got to the palace, he asked for an audience with the princess. He told her his story, and the princess did not laugh. In fact, she yawned. The oldest son did not laugh either when he was placed in the tower along with all the other young jokesters who had failed to amuse the princess. However, someone nearby was laughing. It was the squinty-eyed old man who'd been left hungry and thirsty in the woods. When the oldest son did not return, the middle son offered to go look for him. Along the way, he too would try to make the serious princess laugh, for he was known for making the funniest faces that had delighted his mother and father for years. His mother packed him a fresh loaf of bread and a jug of wine and sent him on his way. Along the way, he too met the squinty-eyed man who asked for a bit of bread and a swallow of wine. The middle brother said, "Well, if I give you any, I shall have less for myself. Be off and out of my way." When the middle son got to the palace, he asked for an audience with the princess, and then he made three of his all-time favorite funny faces. She did not laugh. In fact, she cried. The middle son did not laugh either when he was placed in the tower, along with all the other young jokesters who had failed to amuse the princess, including his older brother. But the squinty-eyed old man who had been left hungry and thirsty in the woods, he laughed heartily. When the middle son did not return, the youngest son, Simpleton, offered to go look for his older brothers and also to try to make the princess laugh. "You find your brothers, Simpleton. You make the princess laugh. Oh, don't be ridiculous, son. You'll lose your way or get eaten up by wild animals. It's best you stay at home, where you will be safe. But Simpleton insisted, and he packed up his belongings. His mother at last gave in and gave him a bread baked in the ashes and a bit of sour beer. Along the way, he met the same squinty-eyed old man who asked for a bit of bread and a sip of wine. "Well, sir, I only have bread baked in the ashes and some sour beer, but if you like such fare, we will sit down and eat it together." So they sat down, and when Simpleton pulled out his cake, it turned into such a sweet, nice cake with chocolate frosting, and his sour beer turned into a fine, robust red wine. So they ate, and they drank, and the little man said,
"You have such a good, kind, generous heart, and are willing to share your goods. I will give you something for good luck. You will find it behind the old tree that stands alone in the woods. Mind you, it will always be yours. For if anyone tries to steal your treasure, they will forever be stuck to it."
And in so saying, he disappeared. Simpleton found the old tree, and behind it he found a goose whose feathers were of pure gold. He picked it up, and taking it with him, went to an inn, where he was to spend the night. The innkeeper had three daughters who saw the goose with the golden feathers. They wanted some of the feathers for themselves.
"How beautiful they will look in our hair!" The eldest thought, "There will soon be some opportunity for me to pull out one of the feathers."
And when Simpleton went outside, leaving his goose unattended for a few minutes, she saw it as her chance to grab a few golden feathers. She took hold of its wing to pluck out a feather, but her hand stuck fast, and she could not get away. Soon after, the second sister came out to pluck a feather or two for herself. In finding her older sister already there, she grabbed her as if to pull her away. "Me first, me first." But she had hardly touched her sister when she found herself stuck fast too. Lastly, the third sister came out to grab some golden feathers. In finding her sisters already there, even though they screamed out to her, "Keep away, for goodness sake, keep away," she wanted her fair share. "Why should I not get some feathers, too?" So she joined the duo to become a trio of stuck sisters. As hard as they tried to pull themselves loose, the sisters found themselves stuck through the night, arguing and pulling and blaming each other for the mess they were in. In the morning, Simpleton, not noticing the three sisters, don't ask me how, took up his golden goose and went down the road. The three sisters hanging on for dear life. They had to keep running behind, dodging and guarding, so as not to trip over each other. In the middle of the fields, they met the minister, who, when he saw the procession, cried out, "For shame, 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 you bold girls, running after the lad like that. Do you call that proper behavior?" Then he took hold of the hand of the youngest girl to pull her away before the whole town witnessed this disgraceful sight, but no sooner had he touched her than he felt himself held fast. Now he, too, had to join the stuck-fast girls, ducking and darting and tripping behind Simpleton and his golden goose. Soon after, the deacon came up, and seeing his minister treading on the heels of the three young girls, cried out in amazement, "Pastor, pastor, you-hoo, don't run so fast. I've been looking all over for you. Don't forget, we have a christening soon." So saying, he plucked the minister by his sleeve and quickly became the fifth stuck passenger. As the party of five, one behind the other, cramped and tripped and trotted on, two peasants came along the road, carrying their gardening hose. The minister called out to them, as they were his parishioners, and begged for them to set him and the deacon free. But as soon as they grabbed the deacon, they too were stuck fast. So now there were seven people running behind, stuck in a chain linked to Simpleton and his golden goose. By and by, they reached the town of the Unlaughing Princess. When she saw Simpleton and his golden goose, and the procession of seven stuck sillies tripping and stumbling behind, she burst into fits of laughter, and she could not stop. When the king heard the delightful peals of his daughter's laughter, he rushed to find out the cause. When he saw the silly seven and Simpleton and his golden goose all stuck together, he too broke out into fits of raucous laughter. When he resumed control and thought he could laugh no more, the king proclaimed Simpleton the winner of his daughter's hand in marriage. But what about the golden goose and the train of seven trailing along behind? Well, you might guess that the squinty-eyed man appeared and straightened out the whole mess, and that Simpleton and the princess got married and kept the goose as a pet and built a house near the palace for the squinty-eyed man, and that all the young men, including Simpleton's two brothers, were released, and finally that Simpleton continued to amuse the princess for the rest of his life. And if you guessed all that, I guess you'd be just about right. As fairy tales go, that is.